Hello and welcome to the Hot Seat Podcast, where we're always honest, open, and transparent in our communication on topics from blended families, marriages, friendship, and more. I'm your host, Flo, and this is my lovely co-host, my wife,
Q, and we would like for you to take some time out to join our village. Hit the subscribe button, turn on your notifications, and if you're on the go, make sure that you're listening to us on any of the podcasting platforms.
Now, let's get into the episode. It's story time, guys, and this is a personal one dealing with me. There haven't been too many exciting events happening within the family, kind of keeping it simple, keeping it routine. Everything is flowing. The biggest challenge has been my right knee. Nearly 15 years ago, my teammate fell on it as I was backpedaling, and my leg continued to go backwards while I was standing, and that caused severe damage. So much so, 15 years later, finally, it has had its operation, and those 15 years did not do the knee any justice. Bad, terrible news. The very thing I did not want to ever happen is inevitable, and that would be a total knee replacement. I have no cartilage in my knee. I have a meniscus tear, so they have to burrow into the femur to provide some type of cartilage. I have no cartilage behind my kneecap. It's literally bones clapping, and unfortunately, the knee replacement is going to come. Doctor says 20 years from now, because you do it now, 20 years from now, you're gonna need another one. So hopefully 20 years from now, this procedure has advanced itself, because I didn't want this wonderful straight line scar down my leg around my knee due to this injury. Now, we've come to the time, and it's getting worked on, so.
It was worked on.
Was worked on, and, well, you know, it's healing itself somewhat.
Yeah, now it's in recovery.
All right, so we're getting right into the episode. This episode is a blended family topic. It's something that we have handled in our own unique way, one better than the other, but there is no competition, but I'm going to say one was better than the other. And that is the conversation when introducing another significant other into your life as a single parent. So that you're transitioning into the blended family and having that conversation with your child about what is happening. There's a break in the family in order for a new family to begin. So in my world, me and Yvonne's mother are not together. That is a conversation once she reached a certain age that she wanted to have that conversation. And I felt she wasn't old enough to have it. So I delayed that conversation up until she turned the age of 13, which is recent. And now we've had that conversation. And I, in retrospect, think I should have done what someone else did, which I thought was better, which was have those conversations as the child is seeking and wanting to have those conversations, rather than ignoring their desire to have it. So that's what we're here to talk about, the importance of having that type of conversation with your children when you're in the blended family on why their parents are no longer together, because they're going to be around other adolescents at camp, school, wherever they're at. And they may witness or see or have conversations and know that their parents are together and mine are not, and how that affects them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, who are you talking about?
What do you mean who I'm talking about?
Who had those conversations as a child with you?
Who else is on the podcast with me?
Well, I know, but you could have been referring to some other friend. I don't know. No. They don't know. But, oh, okay.
No, you and only you.
Yes. So, I think the conversations with Ray probably started when she was like 7 or 8. And she just asked, like, are we going to get back together? No. Never. Are you sure? Absolutely. Because my friend said that his mom and his dad are, yes, that's great. I'm so proud of them. We're not going to. Because. And then we have a conversation about the why. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, can I live with him for a little bit and then live with you for a little bit? No, because. And then the explanation as to why. And so it's like, oh, now because of the age, there were plenty of topics that we revisited because now she's older and she's like, hey, you remember when we were talking about this, that, and the other? Yes. So I was thinking, and then we go back over, well, this, that, whatever it is, like the whole living situation or getting back together. And it's like, now she has a better understanding because she's a little bit older, the dynamic. I think, what, so 2 years ago, so about 11, is when I think she really was at a point where she really understood. She accidentally heard a conversation between her father and myself, and you know, after that conversation we had to have a sit down, we had to have a talk about what she heard, how it made her feel.
Was that a conversation? I don't think that was a conversation
between Ray and I.
No, you said between she heard you and her father. That wasn't a conversation. That was...
It started out like a conversation and then became a rant, a scream match. Disrespect, and then click.
That was a one-way street of foolery.
Either which way. So, had to talk to Ray about what she heard, kind of explain the more detailed dynamics between her father and myself. And that was the day where I decided that I was just going to let her know. I love you, and the only reason I speak to your father is on your behalf. However, I am no longer going to do that. And she said, okay, I understand. He's not very nice when he talks to you. So she got it. Mm-hmm. And since then, we haven't really had any other questions, concerns. No, well, maybe there was nothing. Mm-hmm. Total and complete understanding since then.
And now that she's 13, it's in her court. We put it in her court because she knows what it is that she wants to do, where she wants to go, who she wants to spend the time with. So
some things are in her court. I mean, others, it's like, no, need to do these, that, and the other. Yeah. But, you know, as far as, oh, you have a very long vacation. What do you want to do with your time once your stuff is done? So if there's like any homework package or something the teacher sends, and once that's done, what do you want to do? And then we go from there, which was a conversation that had to be had with her, so she knew she was having this increase in responsibility and autonomy, and then with her father, and then with her grandfather, so that they were on board and understood.
Well, they didn't have to be on board. They just need to understand.
Well, they were on board to, this is what we're doing. This is the plan.
Yeah.
Rather than being in the dark. Now, again, no, they couldn't be like, I don't agree with that. Okay, don't agree with it. It's still happening. But they were made aware, and so they understood that these are her decisions. And if you do not like them, you're more than welcome to talk to her about it.
Yeah. And she is of a competent age, because some people, you know, could draw people back into custody court. Judge is has the authority to question and ask. Mm-hmm. So, hey.
Yeah.
It's in your court.
But yeah, I guess I should say I thank my mom for that approach, because she never held anything back. Never held anything back. She told us. I held some things back. It was one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, that was nice. Maybe a little too much information from my mom, but the approach of it, I like that. Let me take that idea, but make it my own, and go from there. And that's what I did with Ray. That I think that it worked out pretty nicely.
Yeah, it did. I got to witness it first time.
what did you witness?
I witnessed there wasn't any emotional confusion. there isn't this huge level of separation anxiety or emotional distress because there's a lack of the other parent being present. It was understood. For Ray, it's understood that, you know, my dad can't always get here. I understand why I'm with my mom. I like being with my mom. Yeah. And all the other things that for her that are benefits. So she, in her head, this makes sense. And she got to see something, hear something that, you know, so that kind of plays a role.
She understood why.
Because you guys already had those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how you tied it to, well, my mom, well, my parents, we didn't do that. So maybe that could have been a reason why I was hesitant on having that type of sophisticated conversation with her.
I mean, I spoke at her level.
I understand.
You know, the terminology was appropriate for her understanding.
Yeah, but you're a person who loves words, so that's a completely... Her understanding is probably different.
I don't understand what you mean.
You like words.
Yes.
So you're able to find words to match her higher than normal word understanding because you like words. So okay. You kind of pass that down to her.
Understood.
As for me, no.
Okay.
We didn't have those type of conversations with being my parents. It was pretty much do this, do that. There wasn't a conversation about emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so I was just like, you're not enough.
That's how it was with my grandparents.
Just like the birds and the bees. That didn't happen until like one of my last practices as a travel basketball player before going to college. Like nothing happened 13, 12, nothing. So we didn't have any of those engagements or conversations. That could be why I was like, I don't know how to approach this. Wait till you're 13. So that just gives me more time. But all the while, Yvonne, was dealing emotionally, crying a lot about stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I want my, you know, parents together and all this stuff while we're together.
Right, which I'm so glad that you brought that up because now that leads me to wonder why, seeing that your approach wasn't necessarily the most beneficial for Yvonne.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference with Ray, mm-hmm. why you wouldn't be like, hey, wife person who's kind of dealt with this. What do you think? How do you think? Mm-hmm. Is there something I could say?
Yeah, to approach this situation because she wants to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Retrospect, in the moment, okay. That was the furthest thing from my mind.
Right. So then my next thing is, when I came to you about it.
You never came. I don't remember this.
Yes. I was like, she wants to know. Like, you don't have to tell her everything, but you could tell her some stuff so that she has a better understanding.
I don't remember this conversation we had in our room outside the bathroom door. I just don't.
Exactly. So I'm just wondering why you wouldn't, because again, you see how it went with Ray.
Yeah.
And it had already been in, like those conversations had already started.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? Start them. Why be like, I see, and it seems to be working good. No, wait till you're 13.
I didn't have this epiphany then. Because then my action probably would have been different. But also at the
same
time.
So then you didn't notice the difference between the girls?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
That's why I'm saying Rachel's better.
Okay. I'm sneaking you.
Hindsight. Yeah. And on top of that, I guess you could say it was more so about me. Because
yeah.
I wasn't ready to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But now she was 13 and we went through the book. Because I didn't want to give a synopsis. I wanted you to read verbatim what was said, because that is what was going on. What your mom said, what I said, and how we even got to this point. Because I felt that gave me enough time, and I felt she would be able to grasp all of it at that time.
How'd that work out?
I should have did it years ago. Because all I did was, like I said, you know, thinking back, parental mistakes, that put her through an emotional roller coaster.
I think less than you would think. It was more situational when specific things would happen. Like while we were out in the apartment and, you know, your mom would come over and then your mom would be gone because her parenting style is so very contrary. Your mother, Gigi.
Oh, my mom's parenting style is
what? Contrary to my style of parenting, like the way she shows affection and such things. And so Yvonne having that and having had that for a long time, especially as a stand-in for her old mother, and then now it's gone, and it's like, I have you, but you're not.
And her great-grandmother, too. Yeah, I got
so you. It's kind of like,
it's compounding.
At that moment, then it's like, ah, and she's thinking about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that speaking from the experience.
What experience?
That I've had with Yvonne.
For what?
Or in general. Like with your, when your kids approach you, more than likely, they're ready to have the conversation. Because it's been on their mind. They've been wanting to know.
Yeah.
So, buckle up, buttercups, and sit in that seat, have that conversation. That's my advice. Because I've even thinking about me, I wish I would have approached, because I didn't even approach. When I had certain thoughts when I was growing up mm-hmm. with my parents. And maybe that would have made it, you know, easier or open the eyes of my parents to be like, oh, okay, we need to have this conversation. That didn't even cross my mind because I'm over here focused on whatever it is I'm focused on as an adult, as a parent, as a father, as a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to meet necessities, but going deep, if I would have approached, we probably would have had deeper conversations because this is what I've been thinking about rather than not holding it in and not getting that practice. Because now as a parent,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have the practice. And so it's just like, ah, wait till you get older. And that's all it's doing is affecting her more and more over time.
So you're going to change that with Achilles?
Yeah. Achilles has an ass, though.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, he has an ass.
Okay, so Achilles isn't going to ask until he's older. And that's because I came into his life when he was much younger.
Yeah, too. Yes.
So mm-hmm. it's kind of like that I'm more of, yeah, my other mom. To him,
and y'all match the energy too.
Yvonne, what do you mean?
So you compared you to my grandmother and mother, the expression of love language or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
is different. But from Achilles to his mom to you, it's all the same. Y'all are kind of the same.
Okay, yeah, she and I are definitely more similar. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So the thought of probably wouldn't come to him. Like you're saying, until months later, because it's kind of the same.
Right.
But yes, I will have the conversation with Achilles before he asks. Yeah, before
bring
he
it up. Asks.
Yeah.
Hey, son, let's talk about these things.
Mm-hmm.
How does this make you feel?
Yeah.
And then I'm sure at that moment it will spark into his mind and then he will come to you because now he knows it's an okay topic for us to talk about.
Yeah. All I know, he could be like me, thinking about it in his head, not saying anything.
Maybe. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. And I think...
I was going to say, you know what? You know what actually happened that he told me that I thought it was very interesting?
What's that?
Okay, so Mother's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, any child in elementary school is making Mother's Day's gift. So, his teacher actually was like... Does anybody have a stepmom?
Oh.
And want to make a gift for their stepmom?
Mm-hmm.
And so all the kids who they got to do two, they got to do two of whatever they made. And then Achilles was like, yeah. So he's like, so I did yours. And then I was like, I don't have enough time to do a second one. And I told my teacher, and she said, I asked if anybody had a stepmom. He's like, I don't have a stepmom. Because we don't use the term stepmom.
Yeah, we sure don't.
So he's heard me call him my bonus son. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he refers to me as a bonus mom or my other mom or just that's my mom, Mommy Q.
Yeah.
So in his mind, he's like, I don't know who has a stepmom. I have to be like, in his mind, he's trying to hurry up and get this gift done so we can make the other one. And I'm just like, poor, like, I'm like, I guess we probably, because the girls know,
yeah,
you know, they're older, they were older, so they know, mm-hmm, but I guess we should have informed him that in the outside world,
yeah,
you have your mother, you know, and then her name, so, and then I, Mama Q, would be considered your stepmother. Yeah. We don't use that word,
yeah,
but right, that's it out there in the universe.
That's what they refer to it as.
Yes. So that way he would know.
Yeah.
But it never even dawned on me that, because usually the teachers don't ever ask. They're just like, we're going to make your Mother's Day gift. And then all the kids make one.
But I guess that's a shift because we've talked about it. There is a lot more blended families, mm-hmm, happening in this world. So maybe that could be this cultural shift in the classroom to bring that up. But yeah, parental mistake, because we're like, that's just, you got your bonus mom.
Right. Well, that's not a parental mistake. It was an oversight for us not to explain to him.
Yeah.
It definitely isn't a mistake because we don't condone using that terminology because it seems more divisive than inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't use it, but that's not a mistake. That's just our preference. But we definitely should have made sure he was aware that the outside world does use that.
That is how they see it.
So I thought that was very interesting. I'm sorry, when you were talking, I'm like, hey, you know what? This happened.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think another benefit to having the conversation, because we are all about putting our kids in a position to where they grow up. There isn't something that they could use as an excuse for why it is they do what they do. So it's just like, well, my daddy didn't talk to me, or we never had conversations with that, or my mom was gone. Like, no excuse for you to be acting outside of what you were raised, who you were raised to become and be.
However, I have learned that even if we give them no excuses, they will find, figure, and make them anyway.
Which is why we try to converse more so now than we were before. Like, having family conversations. We've had a lot more family meetings than we normally have had this year alone.
You think we've had more family meetings or we've had more conversations with a particular child?
I think we've had more family meetings.
Oh, I think it's the other.
And just
the other two end up being there.
Well, we've had those too, but I think the whole family concept, we've had more of those conversations than we had previously. Mm-hmm. And that is, and I don't want to be like, I felt neglected because he never pushed me to do this and that. And so I thought I was just going to be a loser. Like, no, none of that stuff. Pushing you to be the best that you can be. We're saying it out loud, repeatedly, over and over. Because there are dreams and ambitions that you have.
But we also can't push too hard because then that could go negatively as well.
Yeah, so it's just
too much pressure.
And anxiety. The anxiety is not going to smoke. Like, no, we're not. We're trying to ride that thin line as best we can. Because in order for you to get what it is that you want in life, you're going to have to work hard. It's not going to be easy.
Especially for our children.
Oh, yeah.
Our young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Our young man. To be
young mans.
Young men.
Men.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mans. Yes, our young men. I mean, Leo is very, 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 very premature. But yes.
Anything else? Final thoughts?
When the child is ready, have the conversation. Just make sure it is age appropriate. Because Achilles the other day asked me where babies come from. And that was a conversation that was a little premature. So I decided to ask him, well, why are you thinking about babies? And he was telling me about his friend who was talking about it at school. And I told him, well, unless you guys are learning about baby animals at school, you should tell your friend you guys need to focus on your lesson. And that's where we left that. Because that was age appropriate.
So. Well, it's learning about where baby kangaroos come from.
Hey, they weren't, though. That's the thing.
I know, but if they were, then it's
okay. Then we would have that conversation about baby kangaroos. Mm-hmm. And then, for human babies. But they weren't talking about making babies or baby animals. Yeah. So, that conversation was...
because, right on out of there.
Yeah, it was not age appropriate.
Yes. And raising kids. I think that might be our next topic because there was an article that came out that kind of extremely shocked me. And I think we should have it. But we are being summoned by Leo. He is calling for our attention now. He has awakened. He is with his brothers and sisters. And
his brother and sisters.
Yeah, his brother and sister.
He said brothers. He only has one
whatever
here. So he's whatever. With his brother and sisters. And
it's time for us to go. So thank you guys for joining in for another episode. And we'll see you guys when we see you. Peace.